Okay, so let's face it, between emails and to-do lists and like random notes that we jot down, it can be really hard to like keep track of it all, you know?
It really can.
And then you hear about these tools like InfoCube IM that promise to be like, ha ha ha, you know, this total lifesaver for getting organized.
Right.
But then you look at it and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, it can be a bit intimidating.
It can be a little intimidating.
But sure.
So you've all sent us a ton of stuff about InfoQ IM, forum posts, help docs, even a whole PDF guide. So today we're going to take a deep dive into InfoCube, and hopefully by the end you'll have a better sense of like how to really use this thing and what the coolest features are.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I think is so interesting about InfoCube is that it's really more than just like a note-taking app or a calendar. It's almost like this digital toolbox that lets you build your own
Cool.
completely personalized system for managing every single piece of information in your life.
Yeah, it's all about flexibility. So to get started, I think we need to like understand the basic building blocks of InfoCube. And those are items, fields, and tags. So think of it like this. You're creating like a personal recipe database. Each recipe would be an item, and then the fields would be all those specific details about the recipe. So
So all the ingredients, cooking time, oven temperature, you know, all the steps involved.
Exactly. And then you've got tags. And tags are kind of like labels
But
that help you categorize and find your recipes later on. So you might have tags like vegetarian, quick meals, or desserts. Now imagine applying this same concept to, say, a database for your work projects. So you could have an item for each project and then fields for things like deadlines, team members, budgets, and then tags to categorize projects by client, industry, or priority.
Makes sense.
And here's where things get really cool. You can even create custom fields with equations. So imagine like calculating the total cost of a project based on the individual costs of each task, or like automatically figuring out how long a project will take based on the start and end dates.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so it's not just about storing information. It's also about manipulating and analyzing it to get like real insights.
Yeah, to make it work for you.
So, okay, so we've got our information all neatly organized, you know, into items, fields, and tags. But like, how do we actually navigate and work with all of this within InfoCube? And that's where the interface comes in. So think of the InfoCube interface kind of like a well-organized workshop. And so you've got these different grids that display your information in rows and columns, kind of like spreadsheets.
I see.
And each grid is kind of like your workbench, where you can see a list of your items. And then there's the document pane, which lets you dive into the details of a specific item. It's like opening up a drawer in your workshop and examining a tool up close.
Okay, got it.
And then, of course, you have the properties pane. And that's where you see and edit all the individual fields and values for each item. So think of it like a spec sheet for your tools, listing all their important characteristics.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then there's also the navigation pane. It's like having a toolbox that lets you quickly jump between different grids, folders, save searches. And they've redesigned the navigation pane recently to support drag and drop and keyboard shortcuts. It makes it super easy to like move things around and organize your information really quickly.
Well, that's great because I know a lot of people really want to get away from using the mouse all the time, so keyboard shortcuts are always helpful.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that one of the things that I find so fascinating about these features is how much they prioritize efficiency. It's like InfoCube understands that you know time is valuable, and they've really designed this interface to help you get things done as quickly and intuitively as possible. Speaking of efficiency, let's talk about how InfoCube handles time management. We have to talk about the calendar because it's not just a basic calendar, you know, like you might find in other apps.
It's really integrated with the whole system. I mean, one of the things I love about it is that it can actually display multiple date fields from your database as separate calendars. So instead of having, you know, this one giant calendar that's just crammed with every single appointment, deadline, birthday, you can have separate calendars for each of those
Oh,
categories.
smart. Because then you don't have to do like the mental gymnastics to be like, okay, is this a work thing? Is this a personal thing?
Exactly.
And, you know, for those of us who like live and breathe by our Google calendars,
yeah.
InfoCube lets you link your Google calendar directly. So you have this like one unified view of all your commitments.
That's great.
So it's really about having that centralized command center for your whole schedule.
Yeah.
And when it comes to events, InfoCube offers different types.
Okay.
There's unscheduled and all.
So a scheduled event would be something like a dentist appointment.
Right.
That has a fixed time.
Yeah.
An unscheduled event is more like a task.
Okay.
With a flexible deadline.
Got it.
So you know it needs to get done by a certain day.
Uh-huh.
But the exact timing is up to you. So it's more like a little nudge to get something done.
Right.
Versus a scheduled event, which is set in stone.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So most of us have probably used like outlining tools before. But what InfoCube does with outlining is like, it's on another level.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
InfoCube items can actually have multiple parents.
Oh, wow.
So that means you're not limited to just a simple linear outline. You can create these really complex webs of connections between different items.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in other outlining tools.
So think about it like this. You're working on like a big research project.
Okay.
And you have one item for your main research question.
Right.
Then you have maybe several child items for each subtopic you're exploring. But what if like some of those subtopics were related to each other? That's where multiple parents come in. You can actually link those subtopics together.
Oh, so you can show those connections.
Yeah, so you're not just creating a hierarchy. You're building a network of ideas.
I see.
And to make it even easier to see all of that, they have different outline styles.
Okay.
So you can define different fonts, colors, and formatting for various levels of your outline.
Oh, that's cool.
So that makes it easier to scan and understand at a glance.
Yeah, that would be really helpful for complex projects.
Yeah, and now you might be thinking, okay, this is all great, but how do I actually find what I'm looking for within these really complex structures? And that's where smart folders come into play.
Okay.
Smart folders are kind of like having a personal assistant who's constantly organizing your information in the background.
Mm-hmm.
They automatically gather relevant items based on criteria that you define.
Uh-huh.
So let's say you have a field called project. A smart folder could automatically gather all items related to a specific project, no matter where they are in your database.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So before I discovered InfoCube, my to-do list situation was a mess. It was like sticky notes everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
But smart folders have been a total game changer.
That makes a lot of sense.
So we've talked about connections within items. But what about connections between items?
Yeah.
It seems like InfoCube has a unique way of handling those too.
It does.
So we talked about parent-child links within outlines, but InfoCube also offers different types of links to create relationships between items in different parts of your database.
Okay.
You can create hyperlinks to websites or files. And then there's this special type of link called related items.
Okay, related items.
So how are related items different from just linking to a website or a file? What's so special about them?
Well, with related items, you're actually creating a direct connection between two pieces of information within your InfoCube database. So let's say you have like a contact item for someone you work with. You could use a related items link to connect that contact to a file containing their resume.
Oh.
Or notes from a meeting you had. Or even a specific project that you're collaborating on.
So it's building context.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're creating this web of interconnected information that you can easily navigate.
It sounds incredibly helpful, especially when you're dealing with lots of moving parts on a project.
Right.
Now, does InfoCube have a way to visualize those connections, like a mind map or something?
It does. There's a feature called the IQ surface, which gives you this really cool graphical representation of your data and the relationships between different items.
Oh, wow.
It's like a mind map on steroids.
Okay.
You can see the big picture, how everything connects, and you can easily explore those connections visually.
Okay, so that's starting to sound like something out of a sci-fi movie. But I love it. It sounds like it would be super helpful for brainstorming or mapping out complex projects.
Yeah.
Now, I'm always fascinated by those advanced features that really take things to the next level. Does InfoCube have any secret weapons in that department?
Oh, absolutely. InfoCube offers some really powerful features like conditional formatting and equations that can completely transform how you work with your data.
Okay, let's talk about those. I've had people mention conditional formatting.
Yeah.
But I'm not entirely sure what it is or how it works.
Okay. Well, conditional formatting lets you visually highlight items based on certain criteria. So for example, let's say you have a bunch of tasks with deadlines and you want to make sure that you don't miss any. You could use conditional formatting to automatically make any overdue tasks appear in red. So they really stand out.
No more missed deadlines.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. So it's like a built-in alarm system for your important tasks.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. And then there are equations.
Yeah.
So equations let you perform calculations on your data automatically.
Exactly.
So you could calculate the total cost of a project based on the costs of individual tasks, or determine how long a project will take based on start and end dates.
Uh-huh.
So it's like having a spreadsheet built right into your database.
Yeah, it's all seamlessly integrated.
So beyond those power features, does InfoCube have like any smaller, lesser known features? That can really boost your productivity.
It does. One of my favorites is the ability to create custom favorites lists.
But tell me more about that. How do those work?
Well, you can define a list of your most frequently used items or searches and keep them in this special favorites list.
Okay.
Then you can access them with a single click, so no more digging through folders or trying to remember complex search terms.
Oh, so it's like having a shortcut to all your most important information right at your fingertips.
Exactly.
I love it. Okay. Any other hidden gems you can share with us?
Absolutely. There's a feature called Item Home that's really clever. Essentially, each item remembers where it was created, so you can easily jump back to its home grid or folder.
Okay, so let me get this straight. If I create a note related to a specific project, even if I move that note somewhere else later on, I can always trace it back to the original project it was associated with.
That's exactly right. It helps you maintain order, even if you're constantly moving things around.
That's brilliant. Organization is definitely my Achilles heel.
I hear you.
Speaking of moving things around, tell us about the split and join feature. What's that all about?
Well, you know, information can be a bit messy sometimes.
Yeah.
You might start with like this big chunk of text in one item and then realize that it really should be broken down into multiple smaller items.
Right.
Or maybe you have two separate items that you want to combine into one. The split and join feature lets you easily restructure your information as your thinking evolves.
Okay, so if I have a note that's become this giant brain dump of ideas, I can easily break it up into separate, more manageable items.
Exactly.
And on the flip side, if you have two items that are closely related, you can combine them just as easily.
Yeah, it works both ways.
That's a great feature. I feel like I'm constantly reorganizing and restructuring my notes. So that would be a huge time saver.
Yeah, it can really help you keep things tidy.
So we've covered a ton of ground here. From the basic building blocks of InfoCube to some of its most advanced features.
We have.
We've explored how InfoCube helps you organize your information, manage your time, make sense of complex relationships between ideas. We've even uncovered a few hidden gems along the way.
Yeah, we found some good ones.
But what does it all mean for our listener? Why should they care about InfoCube?
Well, if you're feeling overwhelmed by the sheer amount of information you have to deal with every day, if you're constantly struggling to stay organized, or if you're just looking for a more powerful and flexible way to manage all your data, then InfoCube is definitely worth checking out.
It really does seem like InfoCube can be adapted to fit just about any need or workflow. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. That's one of the most impressive things about InfoCube. You know, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. It's a tool that you can shape and mold to fit your own unique way of working.
You don't have to use every single feature, just the ones that make sense for you and how you like to do things. So it's not about mastering every bell and whistle. It's about finding the right set of tools to help you be more productive and achieve your goals.
Exactly. Mastering InfoCube isn't about becoming an expert in the software itself. It's about becoming an expert in how you use information.
That's a really interesting way to think about it. It's about using InfoCube as a partner in your information journey, not as some rigid system that dictates how you have to work.
Precisely.
And one of the best things about InfoCube is that it has this amazing community of users who are incredibly passionate about the software.
Right.
And they're always sharing tips and tricks and custom solutions. So you're never really on your own if you get stuck or want to learn more.
Exactly. It's a very supportive community.
So there you have it. We've taken a deep dive into the world of InfoCube IM, exploring its core features, those hidden gems, and its incredible potential for helping you tame the information beast. Hopefully you now have a much clearer understanding of how InfoCube can help you not just get organized, but really take control of your information and use it in powerful ways.
You know, I think the key is to just start experimenting and see what works best for you. Don't be afraid to play around with different features and find what fits your own personal style. And never stop learning. There's always something new to discover with InfoCube.
So go forth and organize. And if you stumble upon any cool InfoCube tips or tricks, definitely share them with us on social media. We'd love to hear about your InfoCube journey. Until next time, happy organizing.
It's about building context.
Yeah.
You're creating this web of interconnected information that you can easily navigate.
That sounds incredibly helpful, especially when you're dealing with lots moving parts on a project.
Right.
Now, does InfoCube have a way to visualize those connections, like a mind map or something?
It does. There's a feature called the IQ surface, which gives you this really cool graphical representation of your data and the relationships between different items.
Oh, wow.
It's like a mind map on steroids.
Okay.
You can see the big picture, how everything connects, and you can easily explore those connections visually.
Okay, so that's starting to sound like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
But I love it. It sounds like it would be super helpful for brainstorming.
Yeah.
Or mapping out complex projects.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm always fascinated by those advanced features that really take things to the next level. Does InfoCube have any secret weapons in that department?
Oh, absolutely. InfoCube offers some really powerful features like conditional formatting and equations that can completely transform how you work with your data.
Okay, let's talk about those.
Hmm.
I've heard people mention conditional formatting, but I'm not entirely sure what it is or how it works.
Okay, well, conditional formatting lets you visually highlight items based on certain criteria. So for example, let's say you have a bunch of tasks with deadlines and you want to make sure that you don't miss any things. You could use conditional formatting to automatically make any overdue tasks appear in red so they really stand out.
No more missed deadlines. I like the sound of that. So it's like a built-in alarm system for your important tasks.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. And then there are equations. So equations let you perform calculations on your data automatically.
Exactly.
So you could calculate the total cost of a project based on the cost of individual tasks. Or determine how long a project will take based on start and end dates.
Uh-huh.
So it's like having a spreadsheet built right into your database.
Yeah, it's all seamlessly integrated.
So beyond those power features, does InfoCube have like any smaller, lesser known features that can really boost your productivity?
It does. One of my favorites is the ability to create custom favorites lists.
Oh, tell me more about that. How do those work?
Well, you can define a list of your most frequently used items or searches and keep them in the special favorites list.
Okay.
Then you can access them with a single click. So no more digging through folders or trying to remember complex search terms.
Oh, so it's like having a shortcut to all your most important information right at your fingertips.
Exactly.
I love it. Okay. Any other hidden gems you can share with us?
Absolutely. There's a feature called Item Home that's really clever. Essentially, each item remembers where it was created, so you can easily jump back to its home grid or folder.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
Yeah.
If I create a note related to a specific project, even if I move that note somewhere else later on, I can always trace it back to the original project it was associated with.
That's exactly right. It helps you maintain order, even if you're constantly moving things around.
That's brilliant. Organization is definitely my Achilles heel.
I hear you.
Speaking of moving things around, tell us about the split and join feature. What's that all about?
Well, you know, information can be a bit messy sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
You might start with like this big chunk of text in one item and then realize that it really should be broken down into multiple smaller items.
Right.
Or maybe you have two separate items that you want to combine into one. The split and join feature lets you easily restructure your information as your thinking evolves.
Okay, so if I have a note that's become this giant brain dump of ideas, I can easily break it up into separate, more manageable items.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, if you have two items that are closely related, you can combine them just as easily.
Yeah, it works both ways.
That's a great feature. I feel like I'm constantly reorganizing and restructuring my notes, so that would be a huge time saver.
Yeah, it can really help you keep things tidy.
So we've covered a ton of ground here.
Yeah.
For the basic building blocks of InfoCube to some of its most advanced features.
We have.
We've explored how InfoCube helps you organize your information, manage your time, make sense of complex relationships between ideas. We've even uncovered a few hidden gems along the way.
Yeah, we found some good ones.
But what does it all mean for our listener? Why should they care about InfoCube?
Oh, if you're feeling overwhelmed, you know, by the sheer amount of information that you have to deal with every day.
Yeah.
And if you're constantly struggling to stay organized, or if you're just looking for a more powerful and flexible way to manage all of your data, then InfoCube is definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, it really does seem like InfoCube can be adapted to fit just about any need or workflow. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the most impressive things about InfoCube. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. It's a tool that you can shape and mold to fit your own unique way of working.
So you don't have to use every single feature, just the ones that make sense for you and how you like to do things. So
Exactly.
it's not about mastering every single bell and whistle. It's about finding the right set of tools to help you be more productive and achieve your goals.
That's a great way to put it. Mastering InfoCube isn't about becoming an expert in the software itself. It's about becoming an expert in how you use information.
That's a really interesting way to think about it. It's about using InfoCube as a partner in your information journey, not as like some rigid system that dictates how you have to work.
Precisely. And you know, one of the best things about InfoCube is that it has this amazing community of users who are incredibly passionate about the software. They're always sharing tips and tricks and custom solutions, so you're never really on your own if you get stuck or you want to learn more.
It's a very supportive community. Well, there you have it. We've taken a deep dive into the world of InfoCube IM, exploring its core features, those hidden gems, and its incredible potential for helping you tame the information beast. Hopefully, you now have a much clearer understanding of how InfoCube can help you not just get organized, but really take control of your information and use it in powerful ways.
Absolutely. And I think the key is to just start experimenting and see what works best for you. Don't be afraid to play around with the different features and find what fits your own personal style. And never stop learning. There's always something new to discover with InfoCube.
So go forth and organize. And if you stumble upon any cool InfoCube tips or tricks, definitely share them with us on social media. We'd love to hear about your InfoCube journey. Until next time, happy organizing.